Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, March 4th. You're here with Brad to the Bone at the Kill Studios in Los Angeles. And today we've got some Northern and Southern California mountain bike results, including the Mountain Bike Madness in Folsom up by Sacramento, Fontana Cross Country, Surf City Cyclery Criterium, also Rosanna Ranch number 1, held out in the San Bernardino area by Glen Helen Park. Really cool course, and out and back. We got a chance to interview the promoter as well of Rosanna Ranch. So we'll be hearing from Alfie in a little while, the promoter of Rosanna Ranch Circuit Race. And in the studio today, we've also got Jim Freibert from Recycling Jerseys. We'll be talking about the Bicycle Film Festival, the postponement, and Recycling Jerseys as well. So just in, we've got some late results that just came in. Early results, actually. The Merco Credit Union Classic, Northern California. Gary Duville taking the third place position from MRI Endurance Elite Masters in the Masters 35s. Second place going to Dan Bryant from Folsom Bike, and your winner, Matt Carino, running for artscyclery.com. In the Pro Women, Taylor Wiles picking up the win from Team Specialized, Lulu Mon. I'm sorry, taking the third place position, the podium. Second place going to Now and Novartis for MS, Allison Powers, and your overall GC winner from Specialized Lululemon, Evelyn Stevens, Merco Credit Union Cycling. In the Pro Men, Chad Haga taking third place, Optum presented by Kelly Benefit Strategies, and James Hagen-Berman's Jocks, Benjamin Jocks Mains, taking second and picking up the win, Bissell Pro Cycling's Philip Guyman. You can find complete results on that event at ncnca.org. We got some more results from Surf City and Rosanna also coming up now. Stand by for those. Surf City Cyclery Criterium in Costa Mesa. Men's Category 3 is Philip Tinsman riding for MRI, taking the win over Rudy Napolitano in second place. Gerardo Medina taking third. Men's Pros Cat 1s and 2s. Women's Category 3s and 4s, Helens Racing's Michelle Ignache picking up that win. And in the Men's Category 3s, Rudy Ordaz riding for OTR Racing in third. Michelob Ulta Lagrange sweeping first and second with John Smart in second. And Chad Mostyn taking the win. Men's Cat 4s. OTR Racing's Greg Irwin picking up that win. Masters 50 plus. Spy Giant taking second and third with Alan Flores in third, John Walsh in second, and Pinnacle Life Racing's Steven Gregorio is picking up that win over John Walsh. Masters 35's Philip Tinsman from MRI Endurance Elite Masters taking the win. Masters 45's Big Orange Cycling's Greg Liebert, also known as G-Money. Masters 55's Rock Form Rock and Roads Mark Hoffenberg again picking up another win over second place is Michael Burdett from Skill Swami's cycling team. Third place going to Breakaway from Cancer Masters Malcolm Hill. And in the Masters 60 plus, Mike Marotta from Swami's taking that win over Wayne Rosencrantz from Pinnacle Life. And third place going to Paramount Racing's John McKee. Beginner Men's Category 5A's Seth Britton picking up the win there. And Beginner Men's Category 5B's Flint McInnes taking that win. Complete results at SCNCA.org. On February 23rd, Rosanna Ranch, event number 1 of a 2-event series. Cat
category ones and twos race results. Bike Sport Radio had a chance to get out there, so you'll be hearing some sounds from them later. Dion Smith picking up the win in the men's Pro 1-2s. Renee Borella second. Samuel Hunter Grove third. Category ones and twos men's. Women's Pros 1-2-3s. Picking up the win for Now and Novartis for MS. Katie Donovan. Women's category 3s and 4s. Erin Gunn from Catalyst Racing taking 3rd. Kate Wilson riding for Now also in 2nd. And Ritty Racing's Jennifer Whalen picking up the win. Men's category 3s. Sven Riso. Michelob Ultra Lagrange in a big field finish. Category 4, Jules Gilliam, the junior from Team Specialized, picking up that win. And in the Masters 30-plus Category 4s and 5s, Jesus Rocha was your winner. Junior men's 15 to 16, Brian Stack riding for GS Adams Avenue Bicycles. Junior men's 17 to 18, Justin Oyn riding for MRI Endurance Elite Juniors. Juniors 15 to 18, women, Rachel Cross riding for Rock Form Rock and Road, taking the win there. The Masters 35s, MRI Endurance Elite Masters, Christy Markey picking up the win over Ruben Mesa in 2nd, riding for Cal Pools. And 3rd place going to DeMarkey's teammate from MRI, Ryan Arnold. Men's Masters 45s. Robert Swigert riding for Rock Firm Rock and Road, taking 3rd place. Mike Frias in 2nd from Michelob Ultra Lagrange. And picking up the win, Spy Giant Rides, Aaron Gadia. Masters 55s. Rock Firm Rock and Road, Mark Hoffenberg taking that win again. One of the winningest Masters 55s this season, Mark Hoffenberg. He's racking up the wins week after week after week. Masters 60-plus, Cal Zalak taking that win, riding for UC Cycle W Floors. And in the beginners, Category 5s, two groups, the 5As, Seth Britton taking the win in the 5As, and the men's 5Bs, Chris Branson taking that win. Complete results can be found at majesticcycling.com or scnca.org for the Rosanna Ranch Circuit Race. All right, off-road racing in Northern California, mountain bike racing up by Sacramento. This was the TBF Racing Series in Sacramento at Granite Bay State Park, held on March 3rd, Folsom Lake. MTB Madness. Overall race results for the cross country. Juniors 14 and under picking up that win with a time of 37:48. Austin Smith, age 13. In the Masters Novice category, 30 to 39, Jordan Foss taking the win there with a time of 1:12:51. Novice 40 and over, Eric Weiss picking up the win. Novice 50 and over, Mike Ulyat picking up the win there. Women's Novice, 34 and under, Andrea Gailo taking the win there with a time of 1:24:37. Sport category, 40 to 49 men, Shane Rogers picking up the win. Sport, 30 to 39, Matthew Price picking up that win. Single speed, 39 and under, Michael Guidicelli. And in the sport men's 40 to 49. Darren Jesberg taking that win. Men's Pros Open, Jim Hewitt picking up the win there. Women's Sport 35 Plus, Yi Bell taking the win in that race. And in the Single Speed Experts, Sean Hunt. Single Speed Experts picking up the win with a time of 2:14.38. Complete results at tbfracing.com. In Southern California, we had the Fontana race series, Southern California's Fontana cross country races on February 23rd. Pro men's, third place going to Barry Wicks, second place Tinker Juarez, and your winner, Chris Sneddon. Chris Sneddon. And in the pro women's, Jenna Kowalski was the winner there. Expert men 19 to 26, Spencer Rathkamp picking up the win. Veteran men's, Derek Herman taking the win there. And in the expert men's 43 and over, Alex Tino. Open women's category, Christina Probert-Turner taking the win, followed by Liz Gruber in second and Essence Barton in third. Men's sport, 35 to 42, Chris Stewart picking up the win there. Men's sport, 43 and over, Mike Giro. Sport men's, 51 to 59, Angel Calleja. Your winner, followed by Alan Morissette in second, and third place going to Dave Culbertson. Beginner men's, 27 to 34, Jorge Arreaz picking up the win there. Single speeders men, ages 34 and under. Third place picked up by Nicholas Amannery, second place Max Leonard, and your winner, K.C. Miller. And in the expert men's ages 69 and over, Dean Ferrandini picking up that win as well. You can get complete results at SouthridgeUSA.com.
All right. Yeah, so 69 and over, still racing bikes. I thought I'd give those guys a shout-out at Fontana. Dean Ferrandini, 70-plus years old, still racing mountain bikes. I expect to be doing that, hopefully. But then again, I expect to live forever, so... All right, you're listening to Kill Radio, Bike Sport Radio here, Brad to the Bone, and we've got some upcoming events in Carson at the Home Depot Center, the Spring Invitational Training Camp, March 9th coming up, 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. That's at the Velodrome. It's indoor, so it's held rain or shine. It's one of the few indoor velodromes around. Check out lavelodrome.org for additional information on the Spring Invitational Training Camp. Coming up March 9th. Also coming up March 9th, Cyclo Vets in the San Diego area presents its Spring Classic Time Trial and Super Masters State Championships Time Trial. This is on the Fiesta Island Long Course. It's a 20K course. Super Masters is, what is that, old guys, 65 and over, five-year age groups, all the way up to 90-plus, as well as women 55 and over, all the way up to women's 75-plus. So, yes, there are opportunities for racing. Race till you are in your grave. Visit SoCalReg.com to sign up or hit their website at cyclo-vets.org for the Cyclovets Spring Classic Time Trial, March 9th. Coming up on March 10th in Northern California, the Red Kite Criterium Series, event number one. Presented by the Winemakers Port House of Livermore. That's in the Livermore area, Northern California, coming up March 10th. Criterium Racing. Men and women, masters also. Visit redkiteracing.com and sign up at bikereg.com if you want to pre-register for that event as well. And also in Central California, For those of you climbers that want to go climb a mountain, check out the 9 Mile Canyon Omnium, brought to you by Anti-Gravity Cycling. This is a 2-day Omnium event consisting of a uphill-only race on the first day and a circuit race on the second day. 26 miles of climbing up past Kennedy Meadows in the Eastern Sierras area. That's a very high-altitude climb in Inyo County. That's on Saturday, March 16th. Sunday, March 17th, racing continues with Stage 2, and that's a circuit race, 18-mile lap. Awesome 18-mile lap. It's a road race, actually. It's a road race. 2 laps for some categories and 1 lap for others. Again, that's the 9 Mile Canyon Omnium, brought to you by Anti-Gravity Cycling. Find out more info at antigravitycycling.wordpress.com or sign up online at bikereg.com also. Online entry closes March 14th, 9 Mile Canyon Omnium. Bike Sport Radio will be out there for 9 Mile Canyon Omnium as well. So, all right, so Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And we've got product reviews. We've got studio guests. Today we got a studio guest in the Kill Radio studio here, Jim Freiber. Check out your mic, Jim. Say hi.
Testing, 1, 2. And hello, everybody out there.
All right.
And welcome. Glad to be here with Brad, longtime friend, hiking and biking buddy.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, Jim. It's a long way down to the studio here, and they really jacked up the LA 110 there by taking that carpool lane and turning it into a fast pass, so now you got to pay to be in a carpool. Or has it worked?
And the farther you get out of the city, the more you pay to get in and out.
Yeah, yeah. So Jim's going to tell us about a little bit about the now postponed Orange County Bicycle Film Festival, and also a little bit more about his business, recycling jerseys, which is really cool. So, Orange County Bike Film Festival is supposed to be coming up this week, but tell us what's going on with that.
Well, a labor of love and effort for the Orange County Bicycle Coalition, which is the 501c3 nonprofit equivalent to the LACBC, but for Orange County. We've been around since 1991, and we did a film series with Chasing Legends in 2010 during the Tour de France, and it was very successful for OCBC, and we had 650 people in line the first night to come see a great Tour de France movie. I mean, I don't know if it was just because they were Tour de France fans that needed a fix on the rest days or what it was. So we did a little bit of promotion on that event and posters, postcards, and we had, like I said, we had 150 people more than we could squeeze into a 500-seat theater. So I thought that that would work out well. We started working on a plan for a great film that's been making the major film festival circuit called Rising from Ashes, about Team Rwanda and the national reconciliation that the bike teams, which started in 2005, has been a part of. We were on and off and then on and then off with that film. And so we had an overly ambitious schedule planned around a anchor film and a lot of other classic films. World Cycling Productions came on as our first sponsor for the film festival. So we had a lot of great classic films started out, and we had a good lineup with a film from Europe called The Lay Eddy, which has only been in the United States for the Palm Springs International Film Festival. That would be screening tonight if we'd had a few more people at our preview night last on Wednesday, February 20th.
It was what is The Lay Eddy about?
The Lay Eddy is a comedy with one of the best child actors and some other good comic relief in Europe. French-Belgian film, and it got great reviews. In fact, it was of 180 films at the Palm Springs International Film Festival. It was rated one of the best and repeated for a fourth show. So we were excited about having that.
Wow. Cool.
Anchor films, and this isn't to be confused with the International Bicycle Film Festival, which I think is still going to make an appearance in Los Angeles later this summer. This was OC's local film festival, and we were doing it in all OC theaters. Mm-hmm. And we had planned for 7, 8, 9 days and nights and Regency theaters. We started out at a Cinema Cities in Anaheim Hills And we were just blown away because not only did we not have two lines and big lines, we didn't have any line. We had dozens of friends there, but it was...
Do the bike clubs step in, the Orange County bike clubs?
It was surprising not as much this time. And we don't know whether it was the timing just wrong, cold, dark, February nights.
Oh, yeah. L.A. got hit by, what, close to freezing temperatures for a while there in February,
It was
huh?
right yeah. after the Palm Springs, the tour to Palm right. Springs, which we started out at 33, 34, 5, 6, 7 degrees in the morning. It felt like it was freezing.
Maybe last year's, when was last year's held? Summer?
We did a couple of films since then, but our first series of films was July 2010. July. Okay. Nice, long evenings.
Yeah, that Tour could de France. Be, that could be a kicker. Cool.
So what
are we, what do you think we can do it better than in this postponement?
Learned a lot on that. I think it's interesting because I just saw Filmed by Bike in Portland. Just put tickets up for sale today, and their festival doesn't start until April 20th.
Ah.
We were having a hard time getting tickets on sale the week before our festival. That was an epic fail. Fandango was just... I'm going to mention them by name because when people went to our website, and remember, our history was 650 people in line for our last big opening night.
Wow.
So they'd open up the site at this theater, and the Fandango message said, "This event is sold out, blah, blah, blah."
Wow.
So not the case, but you know that did not set the stage well for us.
Bummer.
So we're looking at running. We had a great schedule with great films and some great personalities. We had a 91-year-old former six-day bike racer from the 30s. And Ted Ernst, who is a legend in the South Bay. And I don't know, Ted may be 80 now, but...
He's in his 80s, I believe.
Yeah, we were going to have those two guys together. We were going to do a six-day bike race, the Jazz Age Sport, at a theater in the Laguna Niguel. And then after that, do about 15 minutes with Dale and 15 minutes with Ted. And we plan to have a display of bikes from every decade of the last century in the theater. We had so many great plans for great shows.
And classic bikes made out of like steel. Remember that metal?
Oh, yeah.
They steel. Make them all plastic now. But yeah.
You know, 2-inch rubber tires for track bikes. And it was there were just a lot of good things lined up. But it's a nonprofit. The OC Bike Coalition... we don't have that much money in our treasury, and we were investing thousands into film rentals and thousands into theater rentals, and we were looking to be upside down very quickly if the festival were to continue and we didn't have an audience there. So it was all right. Our timing was wrong, promotion was inadequate, ticket sales were too late. Let's do this again. Maybe we'll be back in July, you know, or we started planning a third bike film festival for the OCBC in November a couple months ago. So hopefully we'll get some films scheduled between now and then. But with enough notice for people to make it to the theater, with friends in bike shops and clubs getting out to see it. So
right.
enough
well,
about the film festival.
Kill Radio certainly stands by to help out with any of the promotions we can do. And that's that includes another show called Bike Talk that's on Saturdays. And that's a great show as well. So anything we can do to as a public service to help you out, we're willing to do that. So
thanks, Brad.
All right. Let's go to a break now.
Hey, bike racers and bike racing enthusiasts. Check out Bike Sport Radio. On alternate Mondays at noon on killradio.org. Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. So if you want to find out about the local scene in Southern California as well as Northern Cal, visit bikesportradio.us and check out our radio show at Bike Sport Radio on killradio.org. Alternate Mondays at noon.
All right. Bike Sport Radio is back. We're here in the studio with Jim Freibert of Recycling Jerseys. And now, Recycling Jerseys is... Well, actually, that's not for me to say. Jim, tell us about Recycling Jerseys.
We've been doing new and used bike jerseys from around the world. And new is anytime... At times, we could have 25% of our inventory in brand new product from Italy and Southern Europe and some of California's leading manufacturers. And at times, we might have 50% of our product. It kind of depends on what the last batch of new inventory, 100, 200, 300 pieces might be, and where it comes from. So you're looking at, you got a lap full of jerseys right now.
Yeah, it's not fair to you listeners out there. You can't see these, but I got this really cool lap full of jerseys. I'm holding up a GAN insurance. Actually, it's assurances. What language is that?
It's en français, and you're talking about a jersey from the 60s, and that one is in mint condition. It's typical of a rack that we keep usually in the center of our displays with collectibles, autographed, wool, vintage wool acrylic, embroidered, embossed.
It has buttons on the pockets on
the
back.
And look at the condition there. They're still... Usually when you look at a jersey that's 30, 40 years old, and if there's any buttons left at all, they're in holes.
There are no moth holes either, so the moths of it.
That's not to say that we don't have some of those that have never been worn but have been well eaten, maybe. But it's there's nothing like a wool jersey on a day when it's like 60, 70 degrees in the morning or 40, 50 degrees in the morning. And people don't realize that until there were good tech fabrics out, like the representative of the next jersey.
Yeah, this next one I got is white with a yellow stripe down the arm, long sleeve arm with some flowers on it, some skulls, and a very, very hot looking chick in a Hawaii, I don't know, a skirt or something. So he's holding the flower, and it's the Belladonna's.
Yeah, the Belladonna's, it's an interesting one because if anybody out there speaks Italian, they know that's kind of a double entendre. You've got a poison, Belladonna, and you could get a visit from a mafia hitman if you're crossing the wrong way, wrong person, wrong time. Or, you know, it could be just the beautiful woman. So which is it? And there's an interesting thing on the back of the collar. That's a brand new piece from Colas, which is a factory in the Czech Republic. Go ahead, Brad.
there's a quotation on the back of the collar here by Albert Einstein. Quotation says, "I thought of that while riding my bike."
And see, that? A lot of people have seen the Caltech poster with Einstein on a bike, but that's a really good quality. You know, it's a piece that somebody would pay $200 to $250 for, brand new, and with us, they'd be looking at more like $100 and a quarter.
Yeah. Here's a local, made in USA, Hot Shop, David Marietti, owner of Hot Shop. This is a blue and black, mostly black and blue.
ETSU, East Tennessee State University. That one's pre-worn. I've got an identical jersey to that brand new, which is interesting how things travel around. But Dave has been a friend, and we've got three really good clothing manufacturers down in Orange County. The oldest, Pace Sportswear, the Saavedra family.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
Jorge Saavedra.
Capital. Mm-hmm. That business is run by his daughter and his ex today in Garden Grove. Dave's business, which would be the second oldest, and Dave's been started up in Hacienda Heights, moved down to...
BMX. He start
big time.
Mostly motorcycle and BMX, and now some road.
And he's got San Clemente now. He was in Dana Point. But Dave, I think, probably sublimates more good quality athletic clothing than anybody in the country. He's in everything. Pro bass fishing, professional bull riding, every kind of motorsport you can imagine. NASCAR to bicycling, BMX, mountain biking, road biking, teams, everybody.
Hot Shops, yeah, he's a good guy, too. Hot Shop, I got to mention this, that Back on Track Productions, my business, has generously accepted sponsorship from Hot Shop. They've done the series winners jerseys for the Urban Cyclocross
series.
Nice
jerseys, too.
Very nice artwork for many, many years at Hot Shop. So.
Dave's got some great graphic talent there. I have jerseys from probably 80 manufacturers on 6 continents. Whoa. There's no manufacturing in Antarctica, so we don't count that one. But the next one in your hand, kind of a plain mountain bike jersey, kind of a red
plain
earth,
brown.
Rust brown.
Nash Bar.
And well, actually, that's not their logo, and that jersey is made in Kenya.
Is that right?
So, a single pocket on the back.
With a little slash, it looks like a Nash Bar logo. It does say made in Kenya. Yeah.
Yep. We've gotten some jerseys from Africa, Egypt, Republic of South Africa, Kenya, Tanzania. Always looking for more. These are jerseys. That one is representative of pre-worn clothing. Americans put 600 million garments a year into landfills. And 25% of the world's pesticide use for cotton is fabric production. So a lot of these jerseys, you look at that and it's like new. And somebody didn't want it, not their color anymore. Maybe they lost a size or gained a size. And so we're going to offer
this
a jersey.
This is an extra large. Hopefully they didn't gain a size.
But somebody can pick that. That's tag $24.99. But we've got probably 60, 70 jerseys for $9.99 or less. You know,
wow.
And 100 jerseys that are under $20 at least.
Wow. So you budget buyers out there, if you just want a bike jersey to ride, check out Recycling Jerseys sometime at one of our next events. We'll have a calendar shortly here on Bike Sport Radio. You might be able to pick up a shirt for as little as $9.99. I got a cool red, white, and blue one here. It's kind of vertical striped red. It's French, maybe?
Deca. Made from Deca. In Europe. And it's actually a size 8, XXXXL. Now, it's European, so a lot of people don't realize when they're fitting clothing that the European sizes are typically one or two down from what you'd pick in an American. I wear a medium American.
So in the wintertime, I could fit in this.
Yeah, well, and Dave, you and I could have a friend in there with us in that one, but that one's big, definitely big. But, you know, it's like if you wear a medium American club cut and a large American race cut, you're probably an XL in a lot of European cuts, and if it's made in Southern Europe, you might even be a double XL. So people think, oh, this is my size, but the reality is it could be something completely different. Where's the jersey made? Who made it? Is it race cut, club cut, team? And you learn a little bit. That's kind of a wool acrylic blend. And it's classic, typical of the 80s.
Wow. Way cool.
So Dave's looking at Brad's like, we were talking about Dave Marietti, our mutual friend. But looking at the ribbed collar on this.
Dave's not here, man.
Yep, Dave's not here. And it's got the shiny kind of almost looking like silk or acrylic look of a track jersey. But definitely old school. And I've noticed a lot of young riders like the old school jerseys.
Is that a dual layer, you said, then? It's got a different material on the outside and the inside? Because it's shiny. Yeah.
Yep. It's shiny kind of acrylic on the outside, and yet it's got a softer lining on the inside. Definitely different. Not as good in the hot or cold weather as a Tech Fabrics would be, but something unique, different. And if you don't want to have you don't want to be on a ride with 15 people in matching, well, not Lance Armstrong anymore, but maybe a Livestrong jersey or, you know, the same performance red jersey or neon green. Recycling Jerseys has hundreds of unique choices for you.
Neat. Really neat. Yeah. If you've been to some of the local races in California, you may have seen the Recycling Jerseys booth set up at various times. How does your calendar look if somebody wants to come see you?
We were looking at talking about that. In the last 2 years, we've done 150 events from Tahoe to Tucson. And kind of cutting back a little bit this year, I want to spend more time with friends and family and doing more bike riding myself.
But yeah, I was just going to say, do you get to ride your bike much?
Yeah, I do. I ride a lot with Bike Club of Irvine during the week, occasionally with friends in the San Gabriel Valley at CCA. But this weekend, for example, if the coast is clear, the weather looks good, we get our friends at Cal Pools for the 3-day tour to Murrieta. They have a crit on Saturday, and I'd like to be out in their expo. If that doesn't work out, a standby event for us 3-4 times a year is the Whittier Bike Swap Meet, which is at 9951 or 15, I think, East Mills. And it's a monthly bike swap meet. It's the only one in the greater LA area.
Yep. Monthly.
Yeah, a lot of old GT, a lot of BMX. You see cruisers, road bike.
Oh.
I'm typically, there's
Saturday
other people
or
with
Sunday,
jerseys.
Or
it's
both.
A Saturday morning.
Always
it's
Saturday.
In a church parking lot. Mills is just a little south of Whittier Boulevard. And there's 40, 50 vendors there.
Okay, we'll
great
have to
place
talk.
To find used parts.
Yeah, we'll have to talk because I'm moving to Texas and I've got a garage full of bike stuff that I'd say 90% of it I may not want to move. I may want to unload at a swap meet. That sounds like a deal.
And it's every month, every second Saturday of the month.
Wow.
So if we're not in Murrieta, we'll probably be at Whittier. On Sunday, we'll be joining friends at the AIDS Life Cycle LA event. It's a training, motivational speaker event. We do all kinds of things. This is an event where people are getting together and getting motivated and planning to do a ride. We're hoping to see our real customers are typically beginner cyclists and collectors. Racers are usually not. I get jerseys from racing friends. They've got more in their closet than they can keep there. So, but new riders, you know, who are looking at spending 60, 80, 100,
right,
125.
Right, the ALC is 5 days, 7 days of riding, right?
So, yeah, yeah.
So they're going to need a different shirt every day.
They're almost looking at six or seven different jerseys.
Yeah.
And instead of, if they're new cyclists, you know, they can't maybe go out and spend $80 times five for new jerseys. We can sell them the same new jersey for $20-$30. So what we don't offer is what bike shops have. Typically, you go into a shop and you can pick out, you like this jersey and the medium's too small or too big. Well, you can step over to the next rack and pick up the small or the large. Ours are one of a kind. For the most part, we don't carry full size runs.
Right.
And I buy shop jerseys all the time. I mean, and buy from manufacturers.
So some of these, I know your name says recycling jerseys. They're not necessarily all worn by somebody else. You just might be stock that was never sold, or discounts, or you get. You're kind of like the broker of the unwanted jersey.
Well, and we're kind of a broker for guys like Dave or friends that are manufacturers, wholesalers, and they've closed out the line. They've got one left. Maybe it's their size samples. Yeah. Or, you know, they don't have enough left to keep offering these. So we'll take what they have left and we can offer it to people at an incredible buy. It's, if you see it, it fits you, you got a deal. And that's what recycling jerseys is about. And that, and we, you know, give a lot of great clothing a second home. It's a new to you. Mm-hmm. It may not be new on the road.
Keeping it out of the landfill. All right. And how do people find out your calendar, where you're going to be, and find out more about you?
Good question, Brad. Thank you. Recyclingjerseys.com, www.recyclingjerseys. We've been online for a couple of years. We offer a pretty good listing of product, but never all of what we have for sale. We're on Facebook, Recycling Jerseys, and you can check those. We've also got a line you can call, an event line, to find out where we're at. We keep a calendar on Facebook, calendar on the website, so find out what 40 or 50 events we'll be at in 2013.
Cool. Anything else you want to add, Jim?
Thanks for having me.
All right.
Appreciate the opportunity to talk to Bike Sport Radio audience.
All right. Thanks for coming in. All right. Back to our show. We've got some sounds of racing and a couple more things to go through. We've got an interview with Alfie at the Rosanna Ranch. He's the event promoter. So sit back and enjoy some of these sounds here on Bike Sport Radio.
Bike Sport Radio is here at the Rosanna Ranch Circuit Race with promoter Ralphie. Ralphie, how you doing?
It's actually Alfie, A-L-F-I-E.
Alfie. Okay, and this is the Rosanna Ranch Circuit Race number one. There's two out here. How's it going so far today?
Actually, it's a great turnout. We definitely have done a lot more from last year. And again, this is our second year going with Rosanna Ranch, and we've seen an increase with riders. So it's definitely a tough course, and the riders definitely like it.
Yeah, I did it too. Great course, too. The course is clean, nice roadway, excellent roadway. I don't know how you found it out here, but it's great. So,
well, it's a local ride that we do out here because we're actually from this area, but however, we just definitely want to keep it as long as, you know, we just work with the county and work with the Rosanna Ranch community, and I just want to keep this race going. So we want the support from everybody.
You're with Majestic Cycling, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's the name of the club?
Yeah.
Cool. And how do people find out about Rosanna Ranch in the future, for those of you listeners out there?
Just continue to keep going to SoCal Cycling, or NCSCA, or obviously USA Cycling. Just find it on the three different websites. We are out there.
Right on. Great job promoting the race. Thanks.
No problem. Thank you, buddy.
Mr. President, members of Congress, you've been making a lot of noise about taking our guns away. But you might want to review history. 1835. Gonzales, Texas Territory. The authorities wanted to confiscate the big gun that protected that colony. You know what the people said? Come and take it. Because they were willing to fight for their freedom and their guns. So are we.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time. Just like Gonzales, we're keeping our guns.
All right, two to go for the Masters 30 Plus Cat 3s and 4s. They'll have one when they cross the line next lap here at Rosanna Ranch. Now, Rosanna Ranch is a 3.7, I believe, mile course. Beautiful course out here, out the foothills of the San Bernardino Mountains. Rolling course, so there's a little technical challenge. Some climbs that are just gradual climbs, but they're long enough to really hurt the big guys. Masters 45 is also racing at the same time as the 30 plus 4s and 5s. And the finish is a headwind also, an uphill headwind. So one lap to go for the Masters 45s. There's a breakaway. All right, and the motor going by there at one lap to go. That breakaway's only got about 7 seconds, so yeah, we don't know if anything's going to happen there. Yeah, 30 plus, got three fours. Here we go. One lap to go. One to go on Bike Sport Radio. All right, Masters 45s coming up to the finish line now. Woo! Play that music, Alfie. And the 30 plus going by there, a half a lap to go for them, and here comes the 45 finish. Masters 45's finishing. Spy Blue taking it there. Wow. And a big field finish. Masters 45's.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org, or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right. Thanks again for listening. That's right. And remember, when you're out there, drive your bicycle just like you would a car. Thanks for listening again. And coming up next, stay tuned for Brad's Vinyl on Kill Radio. We'll see you next time. Do me a kiss, and later on, when the squad car-